Welcome, welcome. Here we are, day six of unlocking our inner gold mine. And I want to begin today by reminding you that truly the only block between us and what we desire is our ability to believe it, to receive it, to appreciate ourselves having it, to appreciate ourselves asking for it, to appreciate ourselves building it. And truly, it boggles my mind sometimes what's possible that I dream up and it shows up, that my clients dream up and create. And it doesn't mean that it's easy. Easy meaning it's just, oh, snap your fingers, turn to the left, turn to the right, and it happens. It takes something. It takes our willingness to grow into the person that has it. It really is that simple to say, but sometimes it takes a while to be. Sometimes it really takes a while for us to get our head out of where we've been and change our identity from survival or from certain way of being that's living by rules like I can't touch that money, I can only do this. Being so rigid, I will never do it like this, or I will never do that. Like we sometimes have these rules that are really powerful, and maybe we even create them when we learn how to build boundaries, which is very important. But then that time comes when we realize that maybe some of these rules that we've created keep us away from what we truly, truly want. And maybe we have a rule of how something should look instead of appreciating the experience that we are having. So sometimes we may think, this is not what I want to experience. I don't want to experience luck. But what if luck that you are experiencing in any capacity or degree, like I don't have any ideas, or I don't have any resources, or I don't have any time, or whatever it is that we are experiencing as far as luck, LACK, is concerned, what if that's actually the experience we need to have that's opening up something in us and lacking something in us that otherwise couldn't happen? And can we appreciate this experience for in the moment when it's really the toughest, but in the moment, can we appreciate ourselves for being so creative to create this experience to unlock something within us that otherwise would not have happened? So I want to remind you, you can have anything you want. You really can. Is what you want coming from a pure place? What if you appreciate that you actually right now have everything you need? Well, yeah, but I also need this money for this vacation for end of August. Yeah, but you don't need it right now. Well, now I do because then I know I'll have it. Yeah, but you don't need it right now, do you? So what if in this moment you actually allowed yourself to take a deep breath and appreciate? Now on to the gift for today. So one of the gifts that I want to share with you today is ability to feel things deeply. Believe it or not, it's a gift. And everybody has it. We like to walk around saying that we are empaths, right? Like some people want to say, I'm an empath. I think we all are. Some people just allow themselves to experience this deeper than others. Some people are in tune to it a little more at this time than others. But every single one of us has a gift of feeling things deeply, feeling things deeply. Whatever your depth is, whatever that means to you right now, it's perfect for you. And I want you to imagine that it's actually a gift that when you honor and appreciate, it shows you, it teaches you, it connects you. It has you become part of human experience in a way you couldn't before. And sometimes we may not like it. Sometimes we only want to feel the good feelings. But that also presupposes that some feelings are better than others. And again, what if you could never feel joy or know what joy is unless you felt not joy? Right? Unless you felt sorrow and depression and deep sadness. So what if in this moment, you appreciated your abilities to feel things deeply and appreciated yourself for all the times you felt a little more than was comfortable. A little too much joy. Sometimes people actually do feel like feeling too much. A lot of times, actually, people don't allow themselves to feel joy or happiness or prosperity or love because it feels unsafe. For whatever reason, some aspect of them has learned that it's not safe to feel those feelings that others may say, why would you never want to feel that? Well, because at some point it was dangerous. At some point it meant something that didn't feel good. Or it had results that didn't feel good. So we decided, I never want to feel that again, because you know what? I'd rather be even kill or sad if this is the price I have to pay for feeling joy, right? So what if in this moment you appreciated yourself for everything you ever felt? The deep, deep stuff that maybe even at the time you said, no, everything but that. I don't want to feel that. That's irresponsible to feel this much love. And now I immediately, oh, but I'm afraid I'm going to lose it. So I better not feel it, right? So what if in this moment you allowed yourself to experience deep appreciation for your ability to deeply feel? Right now, right this moment. Feel something, whatever it is you're feeling. Appreciate it a little more. Whether it's excitement or disappointment, what if you appreciate it a little more right now? You know, some people can hold space for feelings differently than others. Some people just cannot handle other people feeling pain in front of them or around them. And some people can hold a space, a powerful, profound space for others to heal just by feeling. Most of our dissatisfaction with life or a pain or suffering comes from never having felt the deep things that arose and we stopped it. And then when somebody gives us space to feel it, we can release it and live on the other side of that, with that we've been holding on to because we couldn't feel it. So being able to be with deep feelings for yourself and other people's, it's actually a powerful gift that is worth a ton to a lot of people at the right time. And I mean like money, but not just that. What about with friends? What about with strangers? We don't even know how often we can be the space within which somebody can heal just because we could hold the space for them. Just because in our presence, they could feel something just for a moment and then released it. So beautiful. So if you choose to work with this gift for the next 24 hours, allow yourself to feel. You have no idea how many times I felt something, not even like feelings that we want to have, right? Like I felt a pain, a sorrow, a sadness over something that I saw in the news or read something and it just moved me. And it opened up a channel within me that I didn't experience. What if it opened up something in me that was blocking money? I actually have directly linked money coming in when I allowed myself to feel frustration and sadness and anger and then release it and go back to writing and poof, money just showed up. So I can actually pretty directly correlate flow of creativity and resources after I released emotions. So for the next 24 hours, if you choose to work with this gift, I invite you to see how much more can you appreciate feeling and doing something with a feeling. What if when you are washing dishes, which is, I know, so void of emotion for some, it's full of frustration. I love washing dishes. I love clean dishes more than anything else. What if you allowed yourself to feel a little deeper or even acknowledge a feeling? And if you acknowledge a feeling, if you're already there, if you're like, oh, I feel everything all the time, what if you allowed yourself to appreciate whatever feelings you were feeling without judging it or trying to make it go away? You already do that? Okay. I want you to, with the next 24 hours, invite an opportunity to hold a space for somebody to feel something. So that's like the next level. Invite an opportunity to hold a space for somebody to feel a feeling. Be a gift to somebody that way and appreciate your ability to deeply feel things, whatever deeply means for you right now. So that's gift number one. Gift number two that I want you to play with, if you choose to, remember, pick one and play with that one for the next 24 hours. So either it's the gift of feeling things deeply or gift of solving problems. All right. So what does it mean? I call myself, and I called myself for a long time in my life, somebody who is super resourceful with solutions. So whenever like something silly would happen, I would like find a solution for it. We don't know how to attach this banner to this post because the thing broke and I used to produce events. I would just find a solution. Or one time, one of my clients needed to put something in letter envelopes, but his team bought big envelopes, like, you know, like manila size envelopes. But his plan was to put something, an invitation, in letter size envelopes. We already planned for it. Everything was ready to go, but his team brought wrong envelopes. And I had 30 minutes to source, 30 minutes before he called on us to start handing them out. And I was like, all right, well, there's got to be a solution. And I ran downstairs to the hotel and they found a solution for me. I asked them, I said, we need this. They're like, will this work? I'm like, oh, this is perfect. And we needed like a whole ton of them, several hundred. And they were able to provide that. Now you can say, well, that's simple, maybe. But throughout my life, I begin to see that I'm actually in the moment, I can solve silly problems. Like I can just... things that maybe aren't super consequential, that particular one was, because this client was really wanting to present an invitation in a particular way and I wanted him to have that experience. It was important. How somebody receives something is important. So most of my life, when I realized this, I prided myself in being a solution, being a problem solver, like finding solutions to these like small problems. And then I found out that I actually have a marking in a hand. And whether you have this marking or not, it doesn't matter. My mind needs to solve problems. If I don't solve problems that are presented to me, I will create them so I can solve them. And it's a gift that we all have. So what if you right now appreciate it, your solution brain, your ability to solve problems, your gift to solve problems? And what if you began to appreciate it in this moment, for every time you solved some insignificant problem that in the moment mattered something, but looking back, you're like, oh, it's no big deal. So you disqualified it. But now you're like, no, actually, I'm going to appreciate myself for my gift of solving problems. And not only that, I want you to appreciate yourself right now for using that gift to solve problems that move you forward. Okay, get this? So not just creating problems so you could use your gift, but solving, seeing the problems that you have in front of you that move you forward towards what you want. Hear what I'm saying? So it's a gift. It's a solution brain. It's a gift of solving problems. It's a gift. Well, I could say it's being creativity, it's being innovative, intuitive, but I want you to channel it specifically through the lens of gift of solving problems. And then moving this energy into, oh, for example, if you're seeing just like I did, that you used that gift and you didn't appreciate it. And then if you used it enough, you would actually create problems to solve instead of solving the problems that move you towards what you want. I want you to do what I did and decide right now that you will use this brilliant gift of yours. First of all, appreciate it. We all have it. And now use it moving forward to solve whatever it is you need to solve to move you forward towards what you want. Whether it's idea, problem, I don't know how to implement it, or I don't know how to, whatever, that's going to move you forward towards what you truly desire. Whatever had you come into this experience of unlocking your inner goldmine, you wanted something. You wanted more ideas or more solutions or access to something within you. Like, I don't know why, you know, this isn't working out. I want you to right now intend that if you work with this gift, you will use your ability to solve problems, to solve a problem that's going to move you forward. Okay? And now for the next 24 hours, if you choose to work with this gift, I want you to become aware of all the ways in which you use your solution brain to solve problems. I don't want you to call it creativity. I don't want you to call it intuition. I want you to call it and appreciate it from a place of solving problems. And see what opens up over the next 24 hours, if you choose to work with this one. See what opens up to you. What problem do you see that if you solved it today, it would move you forward towards what you want? How fun is that? And remember, anything you want is available to you. Anything you want. Dream big and only focus on things that are moving you towards seeing that what you want is already here. I don't care how silly it sounds or how Pollyanna you are being. I want you to get super turned on by seeing evidence of unlocking your inner gold mine. Your experience will be whatever you say it is. Meaning, you can walk away and say, I didn't do anything for me. That's your choice. It has nothing to do with me. I am committed to delivering whatever I need to deliver to create this experience. So it's not about me. But if you are not open to receiving you want, and I'm not saying that that's happening, all I'm saying is, why don't you right now intend that you will see, clearly spot any evidence you possibly can that you are unlocking your inner gold mine. This could be evidence such as feeling, sensing, seeing, maybe physically already opening up to things coming into your life in some way that you didn't expect it to. And today, play with either the gift of deeply feeling things or the gift of solving problems. Both of them are available to you. You have both of them. My invitation is that you choose one and work with it over the next 24 hours, appreciating yourself for that gift. I will see you tomorrow, day 7, with 2 more gifts. Let's keep unlocking deeper and deeper and deeper.